Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier in the week. With his remarks Wednesday, Netanyahu brushed off calls for restraint from the close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without weighing or how. That has left the region bracing for further escalations after months of unrest linked in the ongoing war in Gaza. Jordan's King Abdullah says it's his country will not be a battleground for any party in the confrontation between Israel and Iran. Gail Gavlek reports from Amman.
The kingdom was geographically sandwiched, sitting between Israel on one side and Iran and its proxies on the other. As Iranian drones and ballistic missiles flew over Jordanian airspace on their way to Israeli targets. In remarks to U.S. President Joe Biden, King Abdullah defended his military's actions in helping intercept and shoot them down, saying Jordan's security and the protection of its citizens come above all other considerations. He said Jordan would not be a theater of war for any side, nor will it allow a regional war to unfold on its land. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a long-awaited package of bills that will provide military aid to Ukraine and Israel, replenish U.S. weapon systems, and give humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza. The package totals $95.3 billion in spending, which matches what the Senate passed in mid-February, but it's still different.